With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedrick, and happy Monday, everyone. I hope you enjoyed your weekend. It was hot, it was humid, and definitely saw afternoon showers and thunderstorms. And we're going to continue to keep the daily storm threat through this whole entire week. I'll let you know where the coverage will be in a little bit. But for today, it will be partly to mostly sunny with scattered afternoon showers and storms with a high of 92. Tonight, there will be a few isolated storms, then clearing out after midnight with a low of 75. For your Tuesday, partly sunny with scattered afternoon showers and storms with a high of 91. On Wednesday, partly sunny with scattered afternoon showers and storms with a high of 92. Staying into the lower 90s on Thursday and Friday with partly sunny skies to start, then scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Now giving you the breakdown of where the best coverage will be. Starting today through Thursday, the best coverage of showers and thunderstorms will be around the Highway 301 corridor to I-95. Once we get to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the coverage will shift more to the west, mainly along Highway 301 and westward, mainly focusing inland into Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia. I was looking at models for the rainfall forecast, and heading to Friday, cumulatively, we're looking at rain all across our area, ranging from around an inch to almost 2 inches. So that's starting from today all the way through Friday. So quite a bit of rain over the next few days, added all together. When these storms roll through your area, the main hazards are frequent lightning, heavy rainfall, the potential for some small hail, as well as minor flooding and damaging winds. And of course, keeping you up to date with the latest on the tropics, we are monitoring a tropical wave in the open Atlantic waters. Can't possibly form into a tropical depression over the next few days, but long term, the development for the later part of this week is definitely less conducive for it. So it might form into a depression, but just know long term, the environmental conditions for the storm is definitely less conducive. And just so you know, the next storm name is Josephine, then Kyle, and then Laura. Also, both of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane seasonal outlooks are out from Colorado State University and NOAA. Both are predicting an above average hurricane season. If you want to find all that information, go to actionnewsjax.com/hurricane. We have all that information there, but because they are predicting an above average hurricane season, they want to emphasize, as well as we do, to really prepare now and get your kits together, form a plan with your family, know where your home is, know your evacuation zone, because if anything does happen, such as a hurricane coming towards our coastline, definitely a great idea to be prepared, especially since COVID-19 is underway. Definitely something that none of us have experienced before, so there is no harm, no foul, than being extremely overprepared. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedrick for 104.5 WOKV.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.